Harper, CBS News.
The plane was taking the girl home to Mexico. There is no official statement on deaths or injuries. Hamas has just handed American-Israeli hostage Keith Siegel over to the Red Cross in Gaza City. He's the third hostage to be released the last 2 hours as part of the ceasefire deal with Israel. BBC's Yolanda Nell reports on the first two released in Yan Kunis.
We had these lines of masked Hamas gunmen with the green Hamas flag in the background. A crowd was watching but was kept pushed well back. The Red Cross arrived before these two men were brought out, and they were relatively swiftly handed over to them.
Israel will now release dozens of Palestinian prisoners. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports attention is focused on the Army helicopter involved in the deadly mid-air crash with a passenger jet near D.C.'s Reagan National Airport.
It appears the helicopter was flying nearly 200 feet higher than it should have been at the time of the crash.
As a pilot, you never stop flying. He didn't give up all the way to the ground or all the way to the water, really. He would have been moving those controls and trying to figure out what's going on.
Tim Lilly's son Sam was the first officer on flight 5342. The 28-year-old was engaged to be married. That very day, his family was picking out wedding venues. His father, Tim, is also a former Black Hawk pilot who says he's flown that very route many times.
President Trump's first round of tariffs is now going into effect.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president is doing exactly what he said he would do.
The president will be implementing a 25% tariffs on Mexico, 25% tariffs on Canada, and a 10% tariff on China.
Leavitt added the president has shown he can effectively use tariffs without adding to inflation, despite concerns expressed by many economic experts who say tariffs will have the opposite effect. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Canada has already announced it is imposing retaliatory tariffs on American goods moving into Canada. Mexico says it's prepared to do the same. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar?
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
A restaurant owner isn't letting rising egg prices scramble his menu.
In Richmond, Virginia, the Moore Street Cafe whips up a plethora of egg dishes. And owner Charlie Hughes says the eatery pretty much runs off of eggs.
It is our gasoline.
The pricey product is part of 95% of its menu, and while a dozen cost $2.50 in October, now they cost an eye-watering $7.50 per dozen wholesale.
We probably crack 4,000 eggs a week.
Hughes isn't having any of substitutions like applesauce, tofu, or, ew, mashed bananas, so he's got to suck it up.
I like shell eggs. The restaurant likes shell eggs. The guests want shell eggs.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The war satire Atropia, which is about actors in a military role-playing facility, won the grand jury prize in the Sundance Film Festival's dramatic competition in Park City, Utah. The Dylan O'Brien movie Twinless got the coveted audience award. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken for tonight, a low in the low 20s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Oh,
that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run. Another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
See trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
We'll be right back.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear
all this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is a word I used to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Doesn't matter where you're going.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
going faster all the time. on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock.
kicks next. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kicks. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody knows, say a lot. We're standing to the jail, let's rock. Standing to the jail, let's rock. Standing to the jail, let's rock. Standing to the jail, let's rock.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Thank you.
Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A medical transport jet carrying a child, her mother, and four others has crashed into a Philadelphia neighborhood. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro praised the quick response.
What you're seeing here is a unified response to an awful aviation disaster.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has more details about the crash.
A fireball engulfed several vehicles and spread to nearby homes and buildings. The air ambulance, a Learjet 55, was traveling from Philadelphia to Springfield, Missouri, with six people on board, including a pediatric patient.
The plane crash comes 2 days after a mid-air collision between an American Airlines jet and a Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. President Trump cited, without evidence, diversity hiring practices. Gary O'Hara's son was Staff Sergeant Ryan O'Hara, the crew chief of the Black Hawk. He spoke with CBS's Mark Strassman.
Does that make this moment harder?
Yeah, it definitely does. I think for any parent, I know Ryan respected the people that he flew with and trusted them with his life. You have to earn your spot to be put into that helicopter. They don't just give